The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. Huh? It's not only did I have to delete last week's podcast, and then I went to re-upload it and I realized that I deleted it like a fucking idiot. But this week, the podcast is a day late. Why is that? It's because I had to do some shit and a new Mickey Bartlett was coming into town. And by town, I mean coming out to our country fucking house. I knew he was coming. I was like, do you know what? It's very late at night. I'm going to record this podcast just tomorrow with him. And it's going to be probably a lot more fun in this echoey fucking room once again. It's even more echoey when he kicks in. However, we did film his portion of the podcast. So it is available and will be available on the YouTube channel. I'll be honest with you guys. I made a mistake last week. We've lost the podcast. Sad times. However, we now have a fucking abundance of podcasts. If you go on, I uploaded the Boojum sponsored General Banter video podcast, which I did with Shane Todd last week. It's on the YouTube already. Then I'll be putting up this episode of the General Banter podcast video section. It's also going to be in the YouTube, so it'll take us to 4 episodes of that so far. Then, I have the live recording from Lavery's, from the live podcast, which I will upload. So, although I fucked last week's up, I fucked it up, but you have about 4 or 5 podcasts to work from there. 4 or 5, Colin, which one is it? It's 3, okay? The live one, the 2 video ones, and this portion, I don't know, it'll catch up with itself. Who gives a shit? Let me plug some gigs. 20th of January, Lavery's Comedy Club returns with Mickey Bartlett headlining. I do plug it later on in this podcast with Mickey involved. This is fucking mental. It's the matrix of podcasting. And then the 6th of February, the return of the Book Reserves Cocktail Comedy Club, which is going to be Kieran Bartlett headlining, me emceeing, Woodsy and Rui Woods and Aaron McCann. And we're going to film a portion of that. And we're going to make some sketches for them. So just more content. I filmed today with Mickey. It was fun. It's going to be called Here's the Deal with... I keep hitting that sound recorder, sorry. It's going to be called Here's the Deal with... And then different subjects as me... With me as Barry the Blender Henderson and him as the infamous Mike Littras character. Which, I'm not gonna lie to you, we had no preparation for and it was disgusting. So there you go. I laugh at... I'm currently looking at the page of Rory McSorley, the Frostbit boy, who has put up his new song, which is some sort of country fucking... Jesus Christ.
Some strike when the day is gone.
voice of a dead angel. And then there's like a wee couple in the video. One of them's clearly his gay mate, and the other one is like probably some sort of 16-year-old jailbait who would no doubt get it, but you know, I didn't say that out loud. It's weird these days, isn't it? Did you see that girl was like sending messages to fucking, or no, what's his name? Tiger, or whatever the fuck his name is, that rapper. Sending messages to some like wee girl saying, oh, I want to hear you sing in one of the videos or something. And she's all like, stop sending me messages. I'm only 14. Cut to her Instagram where she looks like she's 25 and looking absolutely fucking skewered with dicks. Just plug me up. And then she's all like, sorry, I know I was standing there in a bikini and jean shorts that were cut right up my shit pipe with my ass sticking out. But what I'm telling you is, I'm a child, so don't think about bucking me. But I'll stick it out there like I want bucked. This video scares me, to be honest.
Who's the truck and huckle boxing DOD and a big marquee? Go to TK Maxx, leave the tractor tracks, bail the hay and boil the hay. Iron them clothes and your eyes close, and you'll raise the glass and maybe cut the grass. Go on, bend your back, that's a structure crack. Now, friend, you're the girl for me.
The voice. It would fucking... going to brainwaves, that voice would turn milk. Video for the new charity single. Well, it's a charity single, which makes it less bad, I suppose. God damn it. Fair play to him. I'm going to be working on a wee series. You're not, mate. So there you go, Rory McSorley's. You're the girl for me. Not even post-production could fix that voice. You're probably going, Colin, why have you not said anything funny yet? And I'll tell you why. I'm in some sort of pain here, which, you know, will be one of these things where, like, next week I'm like, sorry, I missed the podcast. Died. But here's what happened yesterday. I don't know what happened. You know when you spend most of the day cold? You're like, I don't know what I was doing. Was it outside? I don't know. But it was freezing. And I went upstairs in our freezing cold house as when we got back. Put fucking the heating on, lay on the bed, which was like freezing for some fucking reason. And I had like a laptop sitting on my belly, like some sort of fat fucking mess. And I was trying to look up Netflix to go on the last episode of, I don't know, whatever shit we were watching, can't remember. Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Loser. And I set the laptop on the wee beds, the wee side table thing in the bed. And I threw myself up in like I'm a breakdancer / pro wrestler, and I'm on my back, and I'm gonna, you know, do that little fucking flip thing that takes you back to your feet. It was never gonna happen because of, you know, physics. So as a joke, I like threw my legs forward, and as I stood up, I just got this pain across my back as if both my kidneys ruptured. And I was like, oh my God, what happened? Now, because of the internet, you drive yourself crazy. I was like, right, what's the difference between back pain and kidney pain? And I looked that up, and I was like, yep, that pain is right where my kidneys are. But I was thinking to myself, how could it be not sore all day? No pain whatsoever. And then I sit up in a really fucking stupid way, and I wreck it. So in my head, I'm basically going, do you know what, Colin? Don't even worry about it. You've just strained your back. And it was just not pleasant. I took some painkillers, eventually got to sleep, which led me to believe, you know, probably is just back pain, you know. However, spent a lot of time on Google. Can you rupture both your kidneys by doing like a setup too quick? It has to be back pain. But saying that, I was sitting last night going, I wanted to have kidney stones, and I'd like just find out about my kidney stones. It's hard to fucking know, isn't it? Unbelievable. What else have I been up to? Not much. I mentioned later in this podcast, I did a charity gig there on Monday. William Thompson, the comedian, was raising money for Marie Curie. They raised about £500. went to that gig. It was grand, full of a lot of folks who I don't think watch comedy. And I'm bringing up a host of subjects that I could tell that they totally weren't into, you know? Hey guys, what about ISIS and all them cunts being white and stuff? Yep, wasn't happening. Anyway, enjoy this section of the podcast. Me, Mickey Bartlett, talking some shit. The sound quality will probably drop. You know, I'll upload the version of the podcast with the version of the podcast we did on another date there. It's might be fun. I don't know. But anyway, enjoy it, and I'll speak to you next time. Holla! What's happening, everybody? Welcome to the fourth ever General Banter video podcast.
Is that what it's called?
Yes. We're shooting this one all on GoPro, which means it looks like a Beastie Boys video.
Word.
Check it out.
Fuck what? The police. That's the Beastie Boys, isn't it?
That's the
NWA.
The Black Boys.
Yes.
The Attitude.
Wait, with asthma.
Move that phone away, Mick, now. Because it'll go...
Oh, she's on airplane mode.
Oh, was it?
Oh.
Well, fuck me. I'll put mine in airplane mode then, too.
It's not my first time flying.
Yeah?
It's not my first time flying. It's a lovely wee back that we had there. The woman.
Oh. Heavily photoshopped. So, we were just discussing, you know, how low will you stoop when it comes to comedy gigs and stuff like that? Are you willing to talk about what you've just been offered?
Just been offered a...
Because I'll tell you about something I was offered in a wee second.
Do you want to go...
No, go ahead. I'll just tell you the
sort of... I've been offered bingo, Colin.
Calling? Bingo, Colin.
I had a very strong cup of coffee on the way here.
I would do it. Fuck it. I don't care. Sometimes you have to look at it like, if you're stupid enough to pay me,
aye,
I'll take it.
Fuck it.
You dumb bitches.
Let me just... can we pause this and reply?
Yes. What colour jacket do you want me to wear? Pink? No problem. But, you know, you just have to do it sometimes.
Aye.
Fuck it. I got an email from a guy today. I don't know if... it probably won't look... oh, I did a screenshot of it because it was hashtag betarded. Let me just... I'll get it off for you here. My rule is, if it sounds like you're a child writing to me, Geddes, don't reply.
Hell no.
How about that? Now, I don't mean to slag these people, but I will. Good start. Hey, Connor. Looking wee video done for my... and he's a certain type of shop. I'm not going to say because it might... A friend talk you about it. Have great idea for you to do it. You're bald. It'd be class. Give me a call.
Is it a wig shop?
Something similar.
Aye.
Now, I just... I'm letting... now, unless you contact me again and go, only joke, mate. Give you 2,000 poundings. I'll go, no brother.
No brothel.
But I think then they contacted Shane, the same people, and it was, you know, said your mate would do it, Jim, and it's just madness, complete madness. And you sort of like, you're just like, there has to be a level of professionalism for you to take it seriously.
Fucking big time.
You can't be like, mate, do a job for me, please.
You mean that to hear two jokes, how?
And I'm, nah, bro. Learn type, right?
Ding.
Great response to our last podcast we did.
For reals?
Aye.
The one here or the one in the
lab? This one, and I haven't put the live one up yet. It was my bad because I recorded it a bit wrong, so it's a bit raspy. So it does come with a pre-warning of... aye. This does not sound amazing, but you still get the gist. Aye. Over.
And the words of whoever wrote that very popular song, Oh What a Night.
Oh what a night. If you were there on the night of Last Lavery's, fair play to you.
Because the only thing that could have made that better is if we'd have been drinking a lot as well. Just to get involved with
the... I don't know, because we drank a lot on the last one and I don't recall it being as good, you know, so...
I was on fire on the last one though. I was funny. I don't know about you two, but I was a hood. I was like somebody's drunk uncle.
You were drunk uncle.
I can't even fucking say because of caffeine. I'm having a mild stroke.
You were, which isn't a brand of coffee either.
A mild stroke.
Mild stroke.
Choking oneself.
I watched a funny clip. Check this out. You ever seen Brian Callen?
Aye.
You ever seen his stand-up? It's all boasting and like, you know, like
200. Her name was Sheila.
Oh no, that's Brody Stevens.
Oh, it's Brody Stevens. Sorry.
This guy's like, people ask me what I do for work, and I'm just like, I just haul sand. Just pull sand. I run on sand. He's like, I make butter. And sometimes I just scoop it out. And it's all like boasting about and stuff. But what was the one I watched? He goes, he's like, my buddy showed me his new Porsche, and he opened the thing. And he's like, look, bro. Like this. He's 400 horsepower. And he just goes and puts his hand like this. And he's like, as a man, what am I supposed to do? Like, I love it. Like, just it's coming on the engine. Ah, I love that engine. I laugh my head.
I don't know. You probably do it funnier than he does, bet you. I'd watch it go, that's not as funny as Colin said. I don't know, I haven't watched fucking stand up in
the last one I watched time. Was Tom Segura's, which is on Netflix there. Right. It's called Mostly Stories.
Great. Actually went out and paid for the new Bridges DVD. Kevin Bridges DVD. Really? Okay. Yeah. It's alright.
I tell you, my next purchase will be Joey Diaz's album.
No way.
Yeah, $7.99.
On $7.99. The iTunes?
Aye.
Have we done that?
Purely judging by the titles, I would buy it because it's like Caitlyn Jenner, Starbucks. You know, it's just fucking.
Unless you have in the back of your hand.
Eating my first pussy. <It's> like, which I'm sure I could get into.
Immediately.
By the way, I had a podcast out last week that I took offline. Can't discuss why. Deal with it.
Yeah.
There's only fucking 100 other ones. So.
I don't have a podcast.
You should, Michael.
I should.
I had a talk with Mickey saying, like, you should definitely have your own podcast. You should definitely put your own videos out.
Aye.
Do you have a selfie stick with a remote on it?
No.
Do you want one? If I give you
one? No, sure. I've got a selfie stick. I'll just hold the headphone.
No, but...
Because you can do that. You can do with your headphones.
Yeah, fuck that. What you want is the start-stop on the video. So you have the phone and you go, beep, what's happening? It's Mickey Bartlett. Beep, stop.
Aye.
And it cuts off quite well, so you take it into a wee program called Splice and you just line them up, just shoot it in order, line them up, and it'll pump out your little video. And that's your video, mate. You don't need computers, you don't need anything else.
All on the phone.
All on the phone.
One of them.
All on that. 2016 iPhone videos. And then you can make videos like that guy Key and Toomey.
Toomey?
Toomey, yeah.
I was calling him Twomney. Key and Twomney?
Like Twomey or something? It's Twomey.
So it's like...
To me, to you?
I like trying to get somebody to swim toward you. Key and Twomney! So you say it in Irish? Key and Twomney!
Do you know what? Enjoy what you enjoy, guys. However, don't tell me Mickey couldn't make a funnier video than that guy. Here's my girlfriend!
I don't know. Like, I'm not a very... I'm all about the live experience. They call you all kind of
Yeah, but it's 2016, Mike.
That is true.
You have to evolve. Here's what I compare it to. If you are into jiu-jitsu, like me, like a twat.
Which I'm not.
You could look at the history of jiu-jitsu.
Uh-huh.
And look back to the people who invented it. Like the Hicks and Gracies and, you know, all the Helio Gracies. All these people. That guy would get fucked right up by a child now.
Aye.
Because it's evolved, Mike. It evolves.
The world's moving fast, Colin.
All you do is you set them up with the videos and then they come see you live and you go, boom, you told thought you. The videos were good. Mm. Motherfucker! Tape your nipples up.
Watch it in 4, you fucking lucky bastard. Both of you out.
Do that by accident. I did a charity gig there on Monday and I did a joke about Caitlyn Jenner. And what are the chances there was a transgender person in the crowd? And guess what? They fucking loved it. Some sucked my dick. This lady come up to me and goes, I love that Caitlyn Jenner bit. I'm transgender. And I went, really? I thought you were a 35-year-old lady.
And for anyone who's you know what? She looks well.
I think the same person?
I think so, in the past.
Okay.
She laughed at my stuff too.
Yeah. And she goes, just... And I... This is what I said to her. I went, listen, no one's exempt from a slagging.
Mm.
That's positive discrimination. When you go, slag everyone. My line was, you can slag a ginger till he hangs himself. Right?
Aye.
Don't mention anyone's sexuality. Absolutely mention it.
Definitely.
He's like, I got it wrong there again. See? Also, don't persecute me for saying it wrong. Because
he doesn't know.
It takes a while.
Aye.
It takes a minute to get... You know what I mean?
Aye.
This is our dog, man.
Dude,
disclaimer. I don't give a fuck.
We're joking.
You tell me, I'm like, listen, I laugh at all the racist stuff. See, when you talk about white bald men, I'm out.
I laugh. Yeah, that's because you're a good open-minded person, and you're only joking.
Of course it's a joke. Exactly. It's like my joke about the white ISIS people.
Aye, that's very funny, by the way.
When did you see it?
Mason's.
Oh, yeah. Because it is racist going, I thought he was going to be brown.
Aye.
He's white. He doesn't have like one. And I'm like, I'm upset. Aye. Same way I used to have a joke about a white doctor coming into me in the hospital. And I was like, I know there's Indians. Don't send this fucking ex-methody knobhead in here. Whoa, out of the weekend, mate. Get them. I don't want my doctors having fun. Give me the Indian fella who hasn't fucking left the house all weekend reading.
The Indian guy with acne scars that makes you think, do Indian people get spots? I've never seen, an Indian person.
Too much gay in the old curries.
What colour is their pimples? Do you ever think, no, that's, is that actually racist? That might actually
be. This is gross.
Just a wee bit gross.
How many minutes is that? 10? Jesus Christ. I did that comedy gig, or that charity gig. So there you go. Raised about 500 quid, apparently.
Probably does.
Good times there. Not a lot of charity gigs, is there? Like, actual charity comedy nights?
No, see, I it's probably a wee bit, it's probably a bit ego, but I've been asked to do several of them over the years, and I always go, well, how much can you pay comedians?
Yeah.
Because people go, can you get Benny the Blender down and Marty McGoldrick and all?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, how much money do you have for them? They're like, well, it's for charity, so. And my argument's kind of like, well, you're paying to rent that room out.
Yeah. The bar, people are getting paid. The waiters are getting paid.
Do you know what I mean? Like, just charge an extra £2 on the tickets.
Yeah.
And you make enough to pay the comedians. Yeah. And people go, you're a bastard. We're trying to build houses in Africa. And then I go, we'll build them for free.
Exactly.
Click. That's because I'm still not in 2016. I still have a house phone.
Because then what's actually happening is you're the only one doing it for charity.
Yeah, exactly.
No one else is doing it for charity.
Yeah.
You're doing it for charity.
Aye. And you're getting none of the credit.
Yeah. Fucking. And everyone goes, mate, that was very funny. And they'll never see you again. And it was probably a shit gig. And they go, yeah, Bartlett did a gig at the fucking thing, and you know, in the middle of a buffet and a band playing, and he wasn't that good.
So I'm not going to.
That's what happens.
Yeah,
and you still get no money, and then they don't come see you. Fucking mental. I hate that. We talked about it last time. Just like, he's still doing your stand-ups. He's still telling. Drives me fucking insane.
He's still doing the only thing that really makes you happy. Eh? Are you? No, I've kids. Good. Glad your family's right.
Are you doing the only thing that there's a very, very, very small fraction of the community can actually even get to a level of decency at?
Did you sleep until midday again? I'm sure you're very upset about that. No, I've had 4 wanks. While you've been
my
talking.
My actual hand hurts, which should be.
Maybe it's time to swap the lefty Lucy over here, but.
But she's on a period, so. That's disgusting. I wanted to talk about, because it's the new year. I don't know if the last one we did was New Year. Might have been, was it? Or was it New Year's Eve?
Maybe in between.
It was New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve.
Because you had I had the party the next day. We did absolutely nothing because Maureen didn't finish. There she is. No, fuck. Shh. So. Sounds impressive.
Jar Rommel is a Mustang.
That is very distracting. It sounds like she's driving a fucking GTO.
Really dirty and sexy. If she walks in, pretend I'm going to give it a go.
Just pretend we're packing. That's just way there. That's an exciting bit of the podcast. We'll cut that out. You probably can't see it.
Don't just pretend we're banging anyway. Just pretend.
Just pretend. Just pretend. I'm a method actor, so I'm going to have to go in. But
I brought this route from home. Coink-a-dink.
Here, tell me this. What about Arlene Foster being the captain of the Northern Ireland team?
We're fucked.
How many jokes have you heard? People going, it's about time.
That a real man
stepped up.
I actually haven't made any jokes about it. I've just been in the house gathering up tinned foods.
Yeah.
Because she's a fucking, like, she's a nutcase. I heard there was like, there's been loads of people going, she's the first woman, first minister, and such a great day for women, and you're going, it's a bad day for everybody.
Yeah.
Period. No offence.
Maureen. Yeah? Come here and wave to this GoPro. and show us your new hair.
Do you get new hair, Molly?
Do I get new hair?
Oh, yeah,
that's lovely. Oh, Sasha.
Sasha. Smell it.
I can smell it. I can see it inside my eye.
You'll never see it again. Behind the camera.
Yeah, Maury, don't spoil it. We're actually recording. You're spoiling the fourth wall.
Just walk in the podcast. No girls allowed.
So,
he man, woman,
I was just checking and get the fire going.
It's blazing, mate.
I know,
I've seen that. Blazing. I can fit it in here. And a tan.
Sweating. We're talking about Arlene Foster. Hot though.
Do you want anything?
Coffee. No, I'm joking.
No, thanks.
I've had loads of coffee. I'm off my tits.
Bye.
Bye, man. Maureen, everybody. So, Arlene Foster. I told you about the time I seen her in Dungannon Park.
No.
Dungannon is the
closest down a tree with
is,
her hand.
No, it's the closest town to here. And it's a full shithole. It makes like there's a list of like Newry, Dungannon, Portadown. Right. There's a few
Lurgan.
Lurgan's alright. Lurgan's okay.
There's somebody apparently there's somebody murdered in the park in Lurgan the other day.
I heard about that.
I'd say I haven't heard any more, but somebody posted up on Facebook, but like with an emoji. Yeah. Well, and I'm just like, that never doesn't cheer me up.
Was it like oh the face God. And then a gun?
It was like bam. The other one with it, like it's half blue, like
yeah,
like that. Emojis always make me laugh. Yeah. So it's like never ever use them. Do you mean Granny's dead?
I know there was a guy I had seen announced like his mum had died or something, and you're like, why is there 6 likes on that photo?
I
don't like the photo. Are you mental?
Sorry for your chum.
Yeah, for those who met, you know. What's the, it's like for those who are interested, you know, what's the word? Like,
to whom it concerns? I don't
you know,
think
you're right. For those who give a fuck,
aye.
You write something like, you know,
if they're coming to the wedding.
Yeah, yeah. If anyone's interested, this service will be hit, you know, all that sort of shit. And there's like 6 likes on it, and I was like, what makes you go, aye. Oh, good stuff, that's good.
See, that's because of like using Facebook to book gigs, that was me. And I was in the job when those 6 people weren't there, I'd be fucking ripping.
Yeah.
That's not a mask card.
Looks like it'll be a good turnout. We'll buy an extra pack of ham. I go for it.
Share this event again.
Yeah. Oh,
I have no money to boost this. Fuck.
I know.
I have to wait the will clears.
320 to fuck's sake. However, back to Arlene Foster in Dungannon Park. That's the closest town to us now that we're out in the sticks. And she was just getting a photo shoot for the...
Oh, probably is the, she local here? Is she one of the...
Tyrone Currier? She's probably like... I know she's from Fermanagh or something, aye. But I don't know...
Where she's...
I don't know what, why she'd be here or whatever the fuck it was. Maybe... I don't give a fuck. But she is built like a second row rugby player. And her trying to get through soft grass with heels on was... unbelievable.
Like she was treading over the Rainbow Project.
Fuck
yes.
Yes, gay bastard.
No blood. I was laughing though when like Martin McGuinness was on talking about her, and he was like because he's I think he's now the oldest member of the like Stormont or whatever, oldest MLA, and he's like, oh, you know, I'm happy to work with you, Arlene, and keep at it and all there if my health holds up and all that, God spares me and all that. And the herpy of like I was like, you've already got AIDS, Marty, you've already got AIDS. Quit now!
Say that in like the guy's voice from Back to the Future.
You've got AIDS, Marty!
Go back a day and don't suck dicks!
Great Scott, Marty! Your T-cell count is far too high!
Don't get the cold! I don't know the voice, I haven't seen it.
Is it an open wound, Marty?
Let's these basically have to be half an hour. Do you hear me there? These basically have to be half an hour long, or else they just are just a nightmare to upload.
Aye.
So what I'll do is we'll keep it beneath half an hour. Let's start some questions. What do you, this is from Chris Reezy, what do you make of Jeff Dunham and ventriloquism in general?
It's a very hard skill to do. Remember like Jeff, I remember laughing at him once. Mm-hmm. And then I found out that a relative of mine thought he was the best comedian I'd ever seen, and now I hate him.
Mm-hmm. I gotta say, you better be good. There was one called Otto and George or something, like a real dirty.
Aye.
And it was funny. I've seen clips of that on the internet, but like your girl, Cunty Nina. What's her name? Nina Cunty.
Doesn't count if you've got a mask on.
I hear voices. This sounds very
me busy. Me too. All the time.
what's your favourite place to do stand-up? Basically Lavery's, you know, don't mean to... So, who are you more sad about, Lemmy dying or David Bowie?
David Bowie!
Do you know what? David Bowie, I was like, oh, that's sad. Like, Lemmy dying, you're like, well, now we can all die. That's the first time I felt mortal for the first time in my life.
What is up my neck?
Oh, no! But do you know what, David Bowie, I was kind of like, oh, I wasn't really a big fan of his music, and then started listening to wee bits and pieces... Just because that happens every time somebody dies, isn't it? Yeah. And I was like, fuck, he's alright.
There's a lot of the more gimmicky stuff I couldn't get into, but...
Let's dance.
No, that's a fucking tune. But like all the Starman spacey bollocks, not really into it.
Aye.
But then I heard some of the... on like a documentary was on, like some of the, his older stuff, and I was like, oh, I could get into a bit punkier, you know?
You got Nirvana cover, the...
fucking tune. Yeah, but Nirvana cover anything, it's theirs now. So, deal with that.
Was.
I gotta say, I'm just like, I'm not gonna pretend like I was a huge fan of David Bowie. I appreciate the genius. However,
I didn't know.
Whatever. Strange looking character. Would you ever do a gig in Newton Arts? There's at least four people I know who would go. You can take that to the bank.
Do it tonight. Fuck it.
You would do it anywhere. It's like you can do a gig anywhere if there's people in it and they're there to see comedy.
Exactly. And we have done them anywhere. And then quite a lot of places where they're not.
No, we've done them places where you're like, this definitely is not set up for live entertainment.
Yeah, I should not be on a chair with three legs on it right here. I've been watching Making a Murder and I think my accent's changing me, but.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. It's a nightmare, isn't it?
I'm two left. Fucking. Only started last night.
It's tetchy shit.
Yeah.
Fucking idiots though. Fucking idiots.
Oh, big time.
Let me see. Did you see Ricky Gervais's Golden Globe monologue?
I didn't see the monologue actually. I saw the exchange you had with Mel Gibson. Thought that was very funny.
The monologue was like the same. Now he doesn't have the same finesse as in the delivery.
Mm.
But like. Do you remember when Patrice O'Neill roasted Charlie Sheen? And it was so brutally honest that everyone was just like, come on, mate. You know what I mean? They were like, it was beyond like a dirty joke. It was like, he fucking ripped his guts out. It was the same as that. But you couldn't argue with any of the jokes. And it didn't sound like there was a lot of laughter, but they would cut to the crowd. One of the jokes was Caitlyn Jenner's done a lot for, you know, transgender, whatever, rights this year. However, hasn't done a lot for women's driving. Because he fucking killed the person, basically.
Aye.
And I laugh my bag off at that.
Aye.
And then he goes, just remember when you're doing your acceptance speech with these Golden Globes, no one cares as much as you do. And he goes, they don't care. They'll give them to anyone. I have three. He's like, I've got one in the bathroom, one for attacking burglars, and one beside the bed, because, well, we'll not talk about that. And everyone laughed and all. And he goes, I don't know, it fits perfectly. That's enough. And then everyone's laughing. And he goes, that was a joke about me putting a Golden Globe up my arse because they mean so little. Anyway, it was very funny.
I actually thought he was very good, and I've had a huge problem with him since Talking Funny.
Yeah, well, that was a bit of him stroking his own dick because he set that up so that he could get in a room with those men.
Aye.
And I, like, Louis's the only one on that setup. Basically, it was a documentary. No, it wasn't even. It was like a studio fake sitting talk thing.
Aye.
With Louis C.K., Chris Rock, Jerry Seinfeld, and...
Gervais.
And, like, they're all very well-established funny comedians.
Aye.
And Gervais. Who's good, like, but I mean... I don't even think Chris Rock's that great compared to, like, Louis. And Seinfeld doesn't put much out, like, so you're like, I don't know. Louis is about the only one in that room that you would sit and listen to.
I'm constantly watched, like...
Because he would have been in the shadows of Chris Rock and whoever for a lot of years. And now he's just, like, blasted past him. And he's like, oh, shit. You literally have nothing on me now. I can do whatever the fuck I want in the comedy world. Gervais is probably still bigger, but fuck it. Let's wrap through these questions. First Lemmy, now boy. Who do you think's going to die? There's two questions the same here. With the recent passing of Lemmy and now Bowie, do you feel Keith Richards should be looking over his shoulder? I don't know if he can.
I was almost like a tribute card, wasn't it? With the recent passing of...
I know.
Must like that, go to the funeral.
It's... I don't know, it's unfortunate.
No.
He's definitely the... I don't think he's as talented as the other two.
Keith Richards?
Hmm.
I know, do you ever see... I don't...
That's weird on my mouth. He's good, but I mean, I don't think he's a... I don't know, he's not as... I don't think the Rolling Stones are okay.
Aye.
I don't think they're... They've good tunes, they've a couple of good tunes, but... I don't know, they're just... Ah, fuck them, I don't give a shit. They're heavily influenced by shit before.
Cliff Richards, Brian Dyson, though. Is he still alive? Does he count as like the next... He counts as a rock star, doesn't he? We're all going down,
when he sang the Lord's Prayer.
That one, oh, fucking believe me.
If you like to gamble. Let's not go back to that. Jesus Christ. If you made it really big, I like Marty Goodall, I like your enthusiasm here. If you made it really big as a comedian, where would you want your first big gig to be held?
Honestly. Yes, obviously.
It depends what you want out of the comedy business. Aye. You know, if you want them to fucking play arenas.
An arena then, I suppose.
I mean, it just depends what you're after. You'd rather get so big that I personally would rather do like 7 nights at the Ulster Hall or something. Aye. You know, like they do in
the Opera House, something like that.
Yeah, something cool like that.
1,200 people tops.
Yeah, you don't want to do an arena, it's dumb shit.
Did one once, didn't like it.
I mean, there's certain places that
it are... It was like, the arena in Newry. Finger two blades and then went home. But gig's a gig.
Round of applause.
Just going to try some new stuff. Ringing the devil's doorbell.
If you could go on only one website, what would it be?
Pornhub.
Pornhub.
Spankware, X-Hamster, all
this. X-Hamster.
Browsers, I've had the money.
Once he makes it as a big comedian,
go and
get that membership card.
I don't have credit card details. I'm starving for a wink.
El Chapo and Sean Penn, best mates. Did you hear about that?
No.
Here, if you want fucking... This is a GoPro experience right now. If you want one that's a bit more thrilling, watch someone wore a GoPro when they raided your man El Chapo's house.
I haven't... What happened? What's the crack?
He's a very famous Mexican drug dealer.
Uh-huh.
Was in jail. Got escaped. Was making all the fucking videos. Like, fuck you.
Aye.
Went back to his compound. It's like proper narco shit. And then he lived in this place with his own private army. And they like raided his house. But some guys wearing a GoPro as they raided the place.
Fuck.
Scary
and
shit.
Sean Penn.
He met up with Sean Penn because he wanted to meet some fucking famous sort of Hispanic actress. So, I don't know, he was trying to get some fucking pussy on, and they knew where he was then, and then went and caught him.
Jeez.
Sean Penn's just like, me and the El Chapo here.
He's in there.
He's in there.
The burrito is out of the wee basket.
The nachos have been opened. I love that
the
dodgy...
The guaca has molied.
I've seen a pico de gallo over there. That's the gayo, if you know what I'm saying. El Chapo. Is this the El Chapo? I wonder what Chapo means. If I had internet connection here, check it.
I, in my head, was trying to think of what you call those fucking things you hit with the sweets in it, and all I could think was a pasada, but that's...
Piñata?
That's the one.
Pasada is a coin. With a hole in it. Ding.
What'd you do for your birthday? Well, I got the kids a pasada to bait with it.
Filled it with one piece.
No money for a swing ball, Mick, no.
Unbelievable.
Don't even have any kids.
If you made it really big, I'm on the same question here. Best donut filling? I don't know, jam? Who gives a fuck? What's your definition of made it in the comedy world? Again, we've covered this. Pornhub. Membership?
Yeah, browsers membership. Naughty America on tap.
William Thompson goes, was that the best clap you've ever seen? He's referring to the charity gig where, tough room, I think there was a lot of people haven't been to see comedy, ever. Aye. And there was a guy at the front where every time I mentioned something, he'd be like, ha, ha, ha. And it was that quiet and that slow, like, and no one else was clapping. And I was just like, mate, you're killing me. I'd rather you didn't clap.
Aye.
Just be quiet, mate. Some guy goes, "Hi Colin, my first child was born last week. We called him Fox." Oh my god. Edgy as fuck. Now nearly 1 week old, I wondered what we thought of his name and if you had any questions for me on being a new dad.
Does he want to get on the podcast? Is it?
I don't know, mate.
Fox.
You called your kid Fox? Now, if your second name was like Fox.
Fox you. Fox you? Fox you?
What if your second name is Hunt?
Aye.
That'd like, be awesome. What would be a cool. Like, you would sound quite badass if you're like, "Hey, I'm Fox.
McCown.
Fox Chase." Or something.
Aye.
Not Fox Logue. Hey, John. This is Fox Logue.
Name dog ashamed. Sorry, Protestant.
It does sound like some like Irish terminology.
Fox? Fox Logue?
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, she cast a terrible Fox Logue upon the people.
It sounds like a pair of dancing shoes. I'm down there, I got no pair of Fox Logues.
They're furry on the inside.
And the outside.
And the outside.
Feet are soaking.
It's a scrub. It's disgusting. It's like wearing 2 bits of fucking roadkill. I went straight to like Viper from thing.
Not a bad way to go.
Not a bad way to go. Have you heard Frostbite Boy's new song? I hope I have enough internet here for me to play that.
Hold on. I saw someone post it, but I didn't get a chance to. Is there a bit where he wakes up by Potato's Mare or something?
Yeah, something like that. You'd love to know who's. But I don't even know if I have enough internet here. Poor bastard. It's going to be a letdown, guys, I'm afraid. No more of an adult with learning disabilities being taken advantage of.
Hope it makes
Speaking
money.
Of which, when's your next gig?
Letterkenny.
Wrong. Yes.
Tomorrow night. Letterkenny. Voodoo Rooms, Letterkenny. Or the Green Rooms. Or it's in Letterkenny. And it'll be the only place with people outside it, if there's anybody outside. They might all be inside. Both of them. That's tomorrow. And then... Do you want to...
We're Lavery's Comedy Club next Wednesday, the 20th. We have Mickey Bartlett headlining.
Aye. We'll call it an Edinburgh preview. Not officially, but just to you people.
You could do that.
Aye.
Let's push it. Let's fill that room out. When else are you going to get to see Mickey for £6?
Exactly. The week after, we'll be doing...
the very day, the very same night. You know, we'll be doing the same thing.
I'm doing bingo.
Anyway, let's cut it off there because we're at half an hour.
I'm live to pish.
On the GoPro sessions 2016.
One love.
One love. Peace out. Respect to Frostbite Boy. And let's slow clap it out. Do you know what's good about a GoPro? Throw shit at it. Don't even break. I missed both times there.
I'm going to go for piss. All the best.
See you next time.
Look after your man.
See you later, man.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.